Well, this morning we're joined on the phone by Griswold Public Library librarian Cindy Miller. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jim?
Just fine, thank you. How's the spring treating you so far?
Well, it's been pretty nice. Following a wonderful winter, I guess.
Well, when the spring of the season comes, it usually means school is winding to a close. Some folks might think that's when the library kind of slows down, but is it not always that way?
Well, no. We just get geared up in June for our summer reading program, so that makes it really kind of hectic around here.
Well, actually, the kids have more free time, I guess, in the summer, so more opportunity to use the library.
I don't know about that. They've got lots of things going, but we hope they include us in their schedule.
You bet. Well, one of the things that is in hopefully on folks' schedules here this weekend, you've got an event coming up as May is Mental Health Month, and I know some area libraries have been focusing specifically on one particular book to visit about tied in with Mental Health Month, and the Griswold and Lewis Public Libraries are working on a project that involves the book Driving to Clarinda. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's a wonderful book written by a good friend of all of us, Roseanne Bachman, who is originally from Atlantic. And the book is about her growing up years in Atlantic and attending Atlantic schools and about her family. So we think it's a real appropriate book for people in Cass County to be reading.
What kind of message will folks walk away after reading this book?
Well, I think they'll feel good after they've read this book. Roseanne talks about the struggle that her family had with a bipolar disorder that her mother had. And she was a teacher in the Atlantic School District. She taught sixth grade. And she was a wonderful teacher, and I think she was much admired by her colleagues and by her students. But it was kind of a different life at home, and so it kind of shares both of those aspects.
Yeah, and it's written about times back in the 60s and 70s where we know a lot about, or a lot more anyway, about bipolar disorder. Folks have heard about it. Probably in the 60s and 70s, that's not something that really came up very much.
Well, people didn't talk about it so much then. It was more something that we hid from folks. Oftentimes ashamed about it, and it's certainly just like any other health issue now, mental health we recognize is something that needs treatment, and so she gives us a good message.
Has she kind of made this part of her life's mission, is to educate folks on the issue?
I think so. She certainly has donated her time to the Cass County Libraries and been very, very gracious in sharing the story here locally, so we feel very, very appreciative of her time and effort with that.
Well, the opportunity is this Saturday for folks to discuss. So what will happen Saturday?
Well, the Lewis and Griswold Libraries are working together to put together what we're calling Library and Brunch. We do a Library and Lunch monthly, and this one we're calling Library and Brunch. The author is coming, and we are serving a delicious brunch for folks to come. Starts at 9:30 at the Griswold Community Building and will last as long as folks want it to. But her message is pretty brief, and she just likes to visit with folks informally. She will have books to sell, and she's donating any of those proceeds to both of the libraries.
It's kind of a rare opportunity, really, to not only enjoy a book, but also to be able to sit down and visit with the author about that message.
Correct. And she's just very, very gracious in answering questions and sharing her story, and she's a very warm and giving person, and so I think people will really enjoy her.
Cindy, what's the cost for this?
There is no cost. We are asking for just a free will gift to the libraries. Both the Lewis and Griswold libraries are expanding. Lewis is almost done with their new building project, and Griswold is just getting geared up for theirs. So any monies that will be donated will go towards those projects.
Well, this is part of a bigger effort called All Cass County Reads. What's that all about?
Well, we have six libraries in Cass County, and we have Oneida, Atlantic, Cumberland, Griswold, Lewis, and Messina. And we started in September, actually, with the promotional for this book, Driving to Clarinda. And Oneida kicked it off in September. And then we had Cumberland and Messina did a book gathering with the author in November. and Atlantic had their event in, I believe it was last month in April, and we're kind of the conclusion of the year-long or nine-month-long promotional to drive home to Clorinda, I guess. So we've asked people to read it. We have put together all of our books, all of our library books, and so that each library has been able to have numerous copies to offer to their patrons to read it. So we're really recommending, if people haven't read it yet, to come on Saturday and get their own copy, or go to their local library after Saturday, and they should have a copy of the book to check out.
Well, it ties in nicely, as we mentioned up front, being that May is Mental Health Month, so there's a message there, too. Can you talk, though, Cindy, about the book itself? Is it a fairly easy read? Because I can see some people thinking that maybe the topic might not necessarily interest them, thinking it's going to be too much jargon and too much technical stuff.
Well, it is not a clinical book. It is more a family memoir. It's about the Orville and Adeline Reimer family. That is the family name, and they lived in Atlantic. The children grew up. There are three children in the family, and they have spread their wings and gone on and to careers. But it tells a story. I think people will recognize lots of names and places in Atlantic, which makes it kind of a local book for us. And makes it very comfortable because it's people we know and trust. And she does a good job of showing the problems that they had, but also showing some of the wonderful things that went on in their lives and that were quite normal. And it's kind of a growing up and learning life's lessons. So it's, as she calls it, a coming-of-age story. So family history and coming of age story. So sure. It's really quite unique in that respect. I think it makes it very, very easy to talk about. And she's very open with it and is willing to take questions. Obviously, she is not a psychologist or psychiatrist. So it's just her life experiences. And I think that, you know, many people can relate to that. In having, you know, some mental illness within the family strain somewhere, I think everybody can probably relate to that.
So it's pretty easy read, no matter what your interests are.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what
we've had
a lot
of interest. People, male, female, young, old, reading it. So I would say it really crosses the generations and the interest levels of lots of people.
Very good. All right, great opportunity for folks again this Saturday morning. That'll be at the Griswold Community Building, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And that's just off of Main Street, which is Highway 92, just a block north.
All right, very good.
At 9:30.
There's a lot going on these days in technology and stuff, and sometimes people just probably feel like, well, what happens to the libraries? But it's still a good time to be in the library business, isn't it?
It is, and this is a paper book. It is not an e-reader book, so you don't have to have technology to read it. I don't think it is even available in that market. So it's pretty wonderful. And you mentioned a lot of things, and I know that this weekend is very, very busy for folks. We're also having a garage sale here, and I think there's lots and lots of graduation activities going on. So we just recommend that people have a little bit of time and stop by and have a brief bite to eat and visit with Roseanne and their travels around. So
it might be the settling time you have during the crazy weekend.
Exactly.
All right, exactly. Very good. So again, 9:30 in the morning is when that starts.
9:30.
Griswold Community Building this Saturday, May the 12th, and everyone is invited to enjoy the brunch for the free will donation, and then also to enjoy what we hope will be a spirited discussion about the book Driving to Clorinda with the author Roseanne Bachman. Cindy, sounds like you've got a nice event plan there. Good luck with that.
Well, thank you very much, and you better get a hold of a copy and read it.